DW.
In the US, Finding Dory, the sequel to the hit film Finding Nemo, has already become one of the most successful animated films ever. The friendly but forgetful surgeon fish searches for her parents, who've been caught by humans, but then gets trapped herself.
Hello? Oh, hi! Can you help me? I lost my family. Where are you?
Conservationists hope that Finding Dory will raise public interest in preserving our oceans and the species that live there. But they also saw an unfortunate side effect of Nemo the clownfish's huge popularity. Marius Tünte of the German Animal Welfare Association explains.
After the first movie, we recognized that the demand on this special fish, the clownfish, raised in Germany because kids see that fish and they want to have that. And a lot of parents thought that that animal is quite easy to handle, perhaps also quite cheap.
Sadly, that's far from true. Having a saltwater aquarium at home is expensive and time-consuming. The animals need constant care. Tünte says many seawater fish, like the clownfish, die in fish tanks because the owners can't look after them properly. And most marine fish have such complicated life cycles that it's impossible to breed them in captivity.
Almost 90% of the seawater fish in Germany are captured from the wild, from the sea. And that's really a problem because a lot of animals die during the fishing and during the transport. Yeah, it's a kind of animal welfare problem.
And it's not only the fish that are killed as a result, conservationists say. Other species that live on the reefs are also at risk, explains aquarium trade expert Günther Hein.
Anyone who has scuba dived before knows that it's pretty hard to catch live fish underwater, even when they're schooling. So fishermen use narcotics. The fish drift to the surface, the fishermen collect them and put them into water containers.
This chemical agent is poisonous sodium cyanide. Very low doses render the fish temporarily unconscious. But even low doses of cyanide can kill other fish and organisms on the reef. Cyanide fishing can devastate ecosystems. Conservationists estimate that for every aquarium fish that is sold, 1 square meter of coral reef is destroyed because of cyanide fishing. Globally, the saltwater aquarium trade is a multi-million dollar industry. Like Dory, millions of ocean creatures end up in fish tanks around the world.
Uh-oh, not good.
What? What is it? What happened? Oh, what's that?
That there is bad news. It's a transport tag for fish who can't cut it inside the institute. They get transferred to permanent digs, an aquarium.
Some species are in such demand that they're being caught faster than they can reproduce, meaning they could vanish from the wild altogether. But owning a home aquarium does not have to harm the environment. At a trade fair near Cologne, Germany, crowds of aquarium enthusiasts meet to buy and sell animals. The room is filled with small tanks containing fish in a dazzling array of shapes and colors, as well as other underwater creatures like shrimps and crabs. Everywhere, deals are being struck. One visitor is interested in a group of gray angelfish, species with round, flat bodies and elongated fins. The breeder makes his pitch.
The dark, slightly bigger ones here are smoke angelfish. They are the result of crossbreeding with a black angelfish. They're a bit more expensive, €5.50. I have 2, 4, 6, 8 of them.
But there are no marine fish here. Only freshwater species are sold, and only those bred in captivity. Joost Bocherding breeds 30 different species of catfish at his home. He points to a dynamic little character, about 3 centimeters long, with fetching black and white stripes.
Das ist ein sogenannter L168. Der deutsche Name ist Schmetterlingsharnischwels.
This is a so-called L168, a butterfly pleco, and the price is €12. I only sell rebred animals. I do import catfish from abroad from time to time for breeding purposes, but I've never imported a catfish to sell it.
A freshwater tank is definitely a better option than a saltwater one, say conservationists and animal welfare activists. Some 90% of freshwater fish are bred in captivity, but even those taken from the wild can be caught sustainably, explains aquarium trade expert Gunther Hein.
Take the neon tetra, for example. Millions of these freshwater fish survive in ditches beside South American rivers when low tide is coming. If people don't go and take them out, they will die soon anyway. Catching those fish is good income for the locals. You could breed neon tetra in captivity, yes, but this would mean taking the jobs away from those people.
Projects like this one might be worth seeking out, if you're inspired by the animated characters on screen, to bring a little piece of underwater life home. Conservationists say go for freshwater fish and leave Dory and her friends in the open ocean, right where they belong.
This report was brought to you by DW.